All right.
Ah, yes, and welcome to the Stupid Challenge Show.
We got this too.
Wednesday, April 26, 2017.
Listen together now, let's gather around.
May 1st, 2017.
Listen together now, let's gather round.
Ladies and gentlemen,
it's the Satirically Challenged Show.
That's damn right.
It's definitely May 1st.
We here at the Satirically Challenged Show, even though there are two of us and this will be a 30-minute show, with no time to spare, are going to get straight into it. Let's get this show on the road. We shall. Let's go. So, first up in the news, at least in our feed, that popped into our feed about a week ago, was that we have, we're in the newsroom, continuously developing the show, and Johnny
doing
came...
Doing things on the fly tonight.
Article, which I couldn't believe, Pinkwood totally... You know, what they will do for retail, you know, it is absolutely insane. The fact is that when you go out into the, great wide wilderness, right? You have jeans, right? Jeans. And that's all they're called are jeans, right?
Right.
Right. This time, you know, anybody could get jeans, right? Mud splatters on jeans for free, right?
For very cheaply, right?
You want mud? I'll give you mud. Go down a mud slide, get into a mud pit, and get your jeans soaked in mud. Lightly soaked. Not heavily soaked. If you had a preference, just like a barbecue or barbecuing, right? If you went up to your jeans person and said, "Yeah, can I get those? Can I cop those jeans for like $4?" They'd be like, "No." Now, if you're anything like us, you'd go to Old Navy, Levi's. Capson, Spencer's, maybe not Spencer's, but anywhere that sells jeans, Macy's, JCPenney, right? And you pick out a pair of jeans. Yes.
Right.
Yes. Right. But Nordstrom has figured out a way to practically sell these jeans to the tune of $425.
Wait, what?
$425. And CNN discovered that the dirt does not wash out because it's actually not real dirt.
It's not even real dirt for $425.
Exactly. The knees of the pockets and the crotch area appear to be bare in most fox brown mud spots. What? Come on. It's fake dirt. Right. You're not going to go to a ranch hand and say, "Here, I have some fake dirt for you. Also, I have some, something that basically resembles your dirt." Would you?
I'd be like, "Where'd you get your dirt from?" "New York City."
Exactly.
Like the old Picante sauce commercial.
Right.
New York City.
Where'd you get your dirt from? New York City. Oh, do they have dirt in Central Park then? No, they don't. Well, then where did you get them from?
Thank you. City slicker. You said
yeah.
Flicker, you.
Yeah, exactly. You got them from Philly. No, I didn't. Where'd you get them from? A retail store? No, you didn't. Yes, I did. No, you didn't. Look, if you didn't get them from a retail store, where'd you get them from? A farm? You were on the retail. If you were in the retail store, I didn't see you at that. Shit. You know.
I faked my dirt.
I faked my dirt. And the dirt is really, you know, it is really fake, mate, guys. Really fake. The dirt doesn't wash out. And the jeans were designed by Prisip, which sold on Nordstrom's website, which describes it this way: heavily distressed jeans, medium brown denim jeans, in a comfortable, straight-legged fit, embody rugged Americana workwear. That also seems some hard action working with crackled and cake mud coating. That shows you're not to get afraid to get down and dirty. Biggest mocking boy I've ever seen.
Like, who would fall for that?
Come on, people.
I'm sorry. Pardon my French, but some sucker will fall for it.
That's not French. This is Je suis Zoran Jean D. That is French. I mean, it's not French, but I shit my pants.
Les jeans.
Quelque dirt mud. Right. You know, and then, among them, Mike Rao of Dirty Jobs, who channeled the befuddled
anger. Mike Rao.
Yeah, who channeled his befuddled anger in a Facebook post that has been shared more than 13,500 times and liked by 31,000 people as of Wednesday morning. This morning, for your consideration, I offer further proof that our country's war on work continues to rage in all corners of polite society, he wrote of the jeans. Finally, a pair of jeans that look like they have been seen by someone with a dirty job, made for people who don't. But let's not forget, it's Americana. We're going to pause there for like 2 seconds until every teenage slut in America. Look, frankly, if you really want rugged jeans, go to a cousin, uncle, aunt, nephew, belated cousin-in-law, somebody who you're not married to, say, can you get my jeans dirty? And you won't have to pay $425.
You know how you can save money here?
Just do it yourself.
Honestly, go to Walmart and go in the mud and roll around in it.
Exactly.
It only costs you about $20.
Exactly. You got some mud laying around here? Why, sure. Come on down. You know, that kind of thing. But you know, plenty of pigs and shit in you know, everywhere else, gotta say. But then it also says Nordstrom's Barracuda straight legged jeans, as if they actually did hand soak the jeans, you know. But the on a positive side, he continues to say, Nordstrom isn't purging their shelves of work-related imagery like owners of Monopoly when they replace the wheelbarrow with a rubber ducky. They seem to have value icons work. What they don't obviously have is authenticity. I understand, Mike Rao continues to say, the appeal of buying a pair of broken-in jeans. I mean, really, who has the time for these to wear jeans a pair of jeans to naturally fade, right? I also understand the different cuts. Mind you, might as well get something that fits and feels comfortable, right? But they lost me years ago with their various stages of distress. The stonewashed and acid drink jeans and the rinsed wash and the bleached wash. And they really lost me when they started tearing holes on them on purpose. You know, do you really, like, what are they going to come up next? Hobo jeans? Where they have authentic smelling bum on them? You know,
hey, they can charge $500 for them, for all I care.
Exactly. The MSRP can go up marketably well. Then also they have, but lest we forget, the actual description of rugged Americana. There isn't Americana or America, the band going, I lost my jeans on a hearse with no name, and I didn't go out of the rain. You know, there isn't, you know, next, there was a wishing well. No, there isn't anything like that. We promise you. Exactly. That sound describes almost everything. But there isn't people going, la da 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 da. No, there isn't. Then there's the Barracuda jean aren't pants. They're not even fashion. They might be a costume for wealthy people to see as seem as ironic, unironic.
Yeah.
To them, I might suggest the new revolutionary new borax wash, which I discovered some year ago while rescuing birds. I had the misfortune to falling into Searles Lake and a lovely picturesque town of Toronto. If Nordstrom wants to carry them, this jean would read them something like this. Finally, a pair of jeans by the hard-working gent who doesn't want to actually wear them. The borax jean is so rugged and so manly that they don't even need a human to hold them up. So sit back and relax, secure in the knowledge that your pants can't be folded, stored like other jeans. Show the world that you mean business by owning a pair of jeans that only can be worn. That jeans can't be worn. And also, the jeans can't stand on their own at $600 only at Nordstrom.
Home of the $85 rock.
Exactly. Yet, you know, one person said officially...
What's next? Are they going to start selling $100 sticks?
What?
Or it starts on $100 sticks?
Yeah, exactly. Fake twin. Could you imagine? And now, the fake twindling. Fake twindling for your fake fire in your fake fireplace, in your fake home, with your fake family, with your fake jewelry. Also, with your fake lamps, which don't really work, which were circa 19th century. Also, there's also a stand up Bernie Sanders with Ben and Jerry's standing alone. Unfortunately, he's not caked in ice cream. Neither he's not caked in mud either. However, the working class is now in vogue. You don't see, come on, Eileen. Oh, I have jeans to wear. La, la, la. No, you don't see that. Additionally, we don't see the Americana of America. I've got jeans with a horse with no name. But now, also, my husband wears, another Twitter says, my husband has jeans like this and has been wasting away on his car repair. If you want dirty to look dirty and broke, these here are the only stupid dirty jeans. I'll stick to actual work, thanks. Keith Ledge, Ian Speedy 20 says a $400 pair of jeans that are dirty and muddy, he'll throw your city slicker ass into a mud hole for $50.
Check.
Matthew Cook.
I'll charge $75 for it.
Exactly. And we have a bidding war going here, too. Hey, folks, if you just want money jeans, don't pay $500 a pair for it. Just find yourself a barn somewhere. Lucas said, get a load of these jeans. I definitely want to walk away. around in these. These jeans are for other people looking. Also, John Smith says, running through a muddy field with regular jeans is too much work. Also, somebody else said, I can see it now, the huge controversy of warehouse members added from wearing jeans from Nordstrom for his farm-themed TV spots. I know I should have to which Eric Trump is also getting in on the gig. I knew I should have splurged on his muddy jeans. Right? Sylvia says, I don't think that their mind would really buy these jeans. On a second thought, there are people buying torn ones. Another one says, pathetic. If you really want muddy jeans, try hard work. That builds character. For rich people who want to cosplay as working casual. I think we've got some work to do. Now, if you can go into a field, grab a cow, grab a pair of jeans, soak it under the cow, and bring it back to me. And then we'll offer a Nordstrom at $1,000 a pop.
There you go.
I think so. You know, also, Steve Butts says, for when you need a pair of jeans as fake as you are, go for, and then America's always great, already great. Barracuda straight jeans are basically make those jeans that they figure the U.S. can elect a fraud, and they will surely buy these jeans. My grandpa is selling his Barracuda jeans for $400 cheaper than what Nordstrom wants. He'll message you for the details. The jokes do not end.
Oh yeah, I got a new joke for you.
What?
They say it's Americana, right?
Right.
Wait for this. It's made in Portugal.
Of course, haha! It's also gonna be made in India, by an Indian.
Go figure. It's
go
a classic
figure.
American.
Exactly.
Made in freaking Portugal.
By an Indian. Paid 5 cents an hour. Under market value. Also, one red. This is a joke, right? You also sell jeans covered in cow manure. Oh, that must be the deluxe model. Gotta love having being able to look like a fed pig. Help deliver a calf. Got a tractor that unstuck without ever leaving my BMW. Also, I mean, the jokes does not end. They also said, made of a medium leather wrapped stone, $85. You know, some folks have found a silver lining in jeans, and ones that aren't covered in mud. On a positive note, the hardworking guys everywhere can now sell jeans that they no longer want to Nordstrom for $400 a pop.
It's amazing. There's jeans.
Yeah?
Were made in Portugal. They ain't even American.
They were made in Portugal.
Not even the United States.
For real.
That's a real fact right there.
Yeah. It's not millennial.
Check the website, it says it right there.
Made in Portugal.
Yeah.
Nordstrom, you should be ashamed of yourselves. My God, I have never seen a bunch
it's laughable.
Of lazy troglodytes in the world. I mean, really? You know, maybe I should get my cousin Bob down here. Bob, can you come here? Yeah, right here. What do you want?
Let me ask.
Bob, do you ever have do you have different jeans? No, I don't. Why don't you have different jeans? I don't have different jeans because I don't want to go to Nordstrom and pay $400. Well, if you don't want to go to Nordstrom, ladies and gentlemen, go to Levi's and pay $20. Trust me, there'll be knockoffs everywhere. Everywhere.
Levi's will start making them for like $80.
Guaranteed. I mean, totally guaranteed. But we have another story, and then we will cover the rest of the stories on Wednesday when everybody's in. Let's see. The MTA, that's right. The MTA is really getting up to something because of the disability lawsuit. What? Say what? Yes, the MTA usually gets sued, but it seems to be now deciding to violate local and federal laws. The Metropolitan Transit Authority discriminates against people with disabilities because of its widespread lack of elevators and electrical lifts in the subway system, rendering it significantly more inaccessible than other cities with large public transport systems, according to two lawsuits filed on Tuesday. The plaintiffs in the group of disability organizations and disabled residents brought the lawsuits as a class action in state and federal court, saying that the city's subway systems is one of the least accessible public transportation systems in the United States and the lowest accessibility rate, 24%, among the country's largest transit systems. Now, more than ever, 75% of the city's 472 subway stations do not have lifts, elevators, or any other methods that will make them accessible for people in using wheelchairs, mobility devices, or other devices other than the ability to use stairs. I myself, in London, have climbed stairs. There are 120. Twice, or 150, twice the regular of a New York subway system. But I've also been to New York, ladies and gentlemen. And I also have experienced this. 117 of the stations are accessible to people with disabilities. The lack of elevator service is shocking. Also, the city's subway system has been a long-standing problem, which litigation director for disability rights advocates, who's representing plaintiffs, said the legal challenges come after many futile attempts to achieve a responsible solution. Now, also, we've talked to the MTA on multiple occasions, and they're not interested in any long-term plan to address inability. The state lawsuit, which focuses on lack of endeavors in the system, argues that the transit authority violates the city's human rights laws. Also, whose aim is to eliminate and prevent discrimination from playing any role in actions taken over any disappointment or employment. For more, we will reveal more on this story on Wednesday. So, the stories covered tonight are the jeans, which we loved covering on, and the continuation of the MTA for Wednesday. And so I guess it is 7:27, and so we will play ourselves out. So Red Hood was played by James Bonica. Johnny played himself. Pink Hood was out. Green Hood and Black Hood were also out, but Green Hood and Pink Hood will be back Wednesday. Black Hood is on a mission to destroy Donald Trump. He will be back sometime in the near future. Anyway, everybody, good night.
Good night.
And we'll see you on Wednesday.